ABC Radio Australia.
The battle to represent the Pacific at the 2007 FIFA Women's World Cup in Brazil is about to begin, with Oceania's preliminary round kicking off in Rarotonga. Host nation Cook Islands will be vying with Tonga, Tahiti and American Samoa to secure the one spot that is available in the main qualifying tournament to be hosted by Solomon Islands and Fiji next February. Marisa Halam from OFC's media team is in the Cooks, and she says it's all to play for right from the start when Tonga takes on American Samoa and Tahiti play the Cooks tomorrow.
Yeah, so basically they are competing in a knockout format over the two match days for the spot, with Group A in round two against New Zealand, Samoa and the Solomon Islands.
So big prize at stake for them. Of the four teams that are there, how would you rate their chances? Let's start with the host nation, first of all, Cook Islands. Do you feel that the fact that they are the host gives them a bit of an advantage?
They definitely do have a lot of support behind them as the home team. They do have a new coach at the moment, Reece Rooker, after finishing eighth at the Women's Nations Cup. Reece has come in to do a more system-driven selection, combining the youth and the senior players for this tournament.
And Tonga, they're an interesting team. History suggests that they've been one of the stronger teams over the years in OFC, but perhaps not in recent times. They're perhaps going through a rebuilding phase.
Yeah, so with their rebuilding phase, Coach Kilifi has decided to go with a team that is more locally based for this one as well. So he's really focused on blending the youth players into this from the under-16s and under-19s. As at Women's Nations Cup, they had quite a few players from the States.
American Samoa, they weren't involved at all in World Cup qualifying last time because I think of issues linked to the pandemic, but they're there this time, and my understanding is they've been looking to recruit players from the diaspora, from the United States, to strengthen their team.
Yeah, so maybe over half their players in this squad are from the States. So this is their first debut in a long time for the women's qualifying. So they do have a squad mix with youth and veterans as well, just focusing on the long-term growth of American Samoa. So it will be really interesting to see them come up against Tonga, Cook Islands and Tahiti.
And Tahiti, the fourth team in the mix here. Women's football, I think, in Tahiti, certainly at national level, is still somewhat in its infancy, really, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. So they've basically got the same squad as they did at the Women's Nations Cup. They've been going through more rigorous training.
So how do you see the tournament playing out?
Basically, with this whole knockout setting, they've got a lot riding on their first games to go into that final to move on to the next round. From being at Women's Nations Cup, you know, Tahiti, Tonga and Cook Islands were all in the bottom few with the results. So it would actually be really interesting to see them come up against American Samoa, who have majority of their squad being from the USA.
And I'm wondering also, the fact that the setup in the World Cup has changed now, and we know that there are spots available potentially for two teams from Oceania, and the assumption, of course, is always that New Zealand will take the automatic place, and then one of the Pacific Island teams might end up in the final qualifier. Last time it was Papua New Guinea. Clearly you wouldn't expect it to be one of these four teams, but that has to be their ambition.
Yeah, that's all their end goals, and I think that's what's happening with the teams, is that they're trying to grow their local talent so that they can reach that level as well. It's anyone's game, really, in this tournament.